Today, we'd like to study the title of a dead dog in the 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 to 13. To online words of people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, now David said, is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Why does David show the kindness to Saul's descendant for Jonathan's sake? Question 2, in verse 4. So the king said to him, where is he? And Ziba said to the king, indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodebar. What is each character in Ziba and Machir's response to David's kindness? Later, when David is driven out of the kingdom by Absalom. Last question in verse 8. Then he bowed himself and said, what is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I? Why does Mephibosheth call himself such a dead dog as I? And what do you think about yourself to God's abundant grace? At this time, conquering kings killed all conquered royal families in order to prevent them from regaining their lost thrones. God has cut off the enemies of David. No one is strong enough to make war with him. Now, verse 1. Now David said, is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Question 1. Why? Because of David's vow through Jonathan's covenant. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 14 to 17, Jonathan said, and you shall not only show me the kindness of the Lord while I still live, that I may not die, but also you shall not cut off your kindness from my house forever. When the Lord has cut off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth, Jonathan said. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, let the Lord require it, this covenant, at the hands of David's enemies. Now Jonathan again caused David to vow irrevocable promise. David could not break his promise because he loved him. David loved him, for he loved David, loved Jonathan, as David loved his own soul. So that's why David, at the time when God cut off the enemies of David, David asked, he wanted to show kindness of God to Jonathan's descendant or Saul's descendant for Jonathan's sake. Also, vow, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it. So you must perform vow because he has no pleasure in fools. Fools is a delay to perform his or her vow, promise, that is called as a fools. Pay what you have vowed, perform what you have vowed. Then verse 2, and there was a servant of the house of Saul, whose name was Ziba. So when they had called him to David, the king said to Ziba, are you Ziba? He said, at your service. So which means, I am your servant, I am your slave. David, you are the master. Then the king said, Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God? And Ziba said to the king, There is still a son of Jonathan, Jonathan, the son of Saul, so still, who is lame in his feet. So Jonathan's son, or Saul's grandson, is lame in his feet plural. So both legs are crippled. Why? 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul, his grandfather, and Jonathan, his father, came from Jezreel. Then his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened as she made haste to flee that he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. Basically, Saul and Jonathan were killed by Philistines during the battle. So that bad news, nurse heard of that bad news. That's why they speedily, immediately tried to escape from that position to other place. That time is Mephibosheth fell and became lame. So what happened? 1 Samuel chapter 31 verses 1 to 4 explain basically the Saul's sons were killed by Philistines, and Saul got arrow by the Philistine armor, his archers, you know. So Saul was severely wounded by the archers of the Philistines. Then he finally committed suicide. So that kind of bad news come out. So nurse tried to escape from that place. So that the way Mephibosheth, you know, felt that his legs were crippled. So the king said to him, Where is he? And Ziba said to the king, Indeed, he is in the house of Marker, the son of Amiel in Lo Debar. So question two, what's the characters of Ziba's character or Makir and the Makir character? Lo Debar, which is the east side of Jordan River. Later, in David's running away from Absalom's rebellion, Ichi responds to David's kindness to Mephibosheth, their master, but Ziba for his lucrative profit. So Ziba is a sneaky man and Michael with the pure art. So 2 Samuel chapter 16 verses 1 to 4, when David was a little past the top of the mountain, there was Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, who met him with a couple of saddled donkeys, and on them 200 loaves of bread, 100 clusters of raisins, 100 summer fruit, and a skin of wine. And David king said to Ziba, What do you mean to do with these? So Ziba said, The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, the bread and summer fruit for the young men or your soldiers to eat, and the wine for those who are faint in the wilderness to drink. Then the king said, When will it be your master's son, Mephibosheth? And Ziba said to the king, Indeed, he is staying in Jerusalem, not following David. For he said, Mephibosheth said, Today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father, who is Jonathan, to me, Mephibosheth. So this statement is lie. So the king said to Ziba, here, all that belonged to Mephibosheth is yours. And Ziba said, I humbly bow before you, that I may find the favor in your sight, my lord, O king. Then David king came back to restore the Jerusalem. Then he asked Mephibosheth, chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. So, and he had come to Jerusalem to meet the king. Mephibosheth had come to Jerusalem to meet the king David. That the king David said to Mephibosheth, why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth? And Mephibosheth answered, my lord, O king, my servant deceived me, my servant Ziba deceived me. For your servant Mephibosheth said, I will saddle a donkey for myself, and I may ride on it and go to the king, because your servant is a lamb. So basically he tried to ride on donkey, you know, to follow you. That's the bottom line. Then Ziba had slandered your servant, Mephibosheth. Ziba made a bad oral word against Mephibosheth to my lord the king, to David the king. But my lord the king is like the angel of God, therefore do what is good in your eyes. So here we can see Ziba is a sneaky guy or a sly man, because he gave nicely to David for his own lucrative benefit. But on the other hand, Machir can see pure heart. 2 Samuel chapter 17, verses 27 to 29. On the way of David's escape from Absalom's rebellion too. 2 Samuel chapter 17, verses 27-29. Now it happened when David had come to Mahanaim, that Shobai, the son of Nahashi from Rabashi, of the people of Ammonite. Then Machir, right here, Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodeba, and other people, Barzillai, the Gileadite from Rogelim, brought beds and basins, earthen vessels and wheat, barley and flour, parched grain and beans, lentils and parched seeds, honey and curd, sheep and cheese of the herd, for David and the people who were with him to it. For they said, the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. So they provide the food, there is a bed, patience, and so on, all necessary materials to David and David's people without lucrative benefit, you know, not that kind of intention. So pure heart we can see. Next one is verse 5. The king David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir, the son of Emil from Lodeba. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated or bowed himself. Then David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, here is your servant. So David said to Mephibosheth, do not fear, for I will surely show your kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. So all lost the body and soul by draft or alcohol or sin, so here is restore it. So in a simile, in the likeness of God, so Joel chapter 1 verse 4, what the chewing, Joel chapter 1 verse 4, chapter 3 verse 1 first, then is, yeah, chapter 3 verse 1 said, for behold, in those days and at that time when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem. So the Jewish people like us a lot of hurt. Here, Joel chapter 1, verse 4, what the chewing locust left, the swimming locust has eaten. What the swimming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. So Israelites, a lot of us hurt. A lot of locusts, like a lot of locusts eaten the body. So, but God finally restores all those things to you. Then, verse 8, then he bowed himself and said, what is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I am? So what does it mean, such a dead dog as I am? Simply means, I do not deserve your kindness. I am not worthy of your kindness for Jonathan's sake. Versus, for Jesus' sake, we receive God's grace, justification, glorification, righteousness, salvation, adopted children of God, heirs of the divine kingdom, present fellowship with God. So that kind of a simile over God's grace we can see. So David's kindness to Mephibosheth is like God's grace to us. David's kindness for Jonathan's sake, like God's grace for Christ's sake. Jesus already paid all sins for us. So whoever believes in him shall receive all gifts from God. Verse 9, and the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given to your master's son all that belonged to Saul and to all his house. You therefore and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him. Mephibosheth, and you shall bring in the harvest, that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my tables always. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. So Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always like a prince. We are adopted children of God as Jesus, as his sole son. Then verse 11, then Ziba said to the king, according to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so will your servant do. As for Mephibosheth said to the king, he shall eat at my table like one of the king's sons, like a prince. Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all who dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants of Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at king's table, and he was lame in both his feet. David is the giver of kindness for Jonathan's sake to Mephibosheth, a simile of God to give grace to us for Jesus' sake. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of your service, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So that is totally gift by God that calls as grace. Romans chapter 8, verses 29-39, for whom he foreknew, God foreknew, he also predestined, God also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, and that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So Jesus Christ is the sole Son of God. We are adopted children. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And him whom he justified, these he also glorified. So we are justified, we are glorified for Jesus' sake. Then verse 31, what then shall we say to this thing? These are all gifts. If God is for us, who can be against us? The answer is no, absolutely not. He who did not, because he who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So God give us freely all gift. So already I listed justification, glorification, righteousness, salvation, adopted children of God, heirs of the divine kingdom, present relationship with God, you know, and so on. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? The answer is nobody, because it is God who justifies. Then next question, who is he who condemns? The answer, nobody, because it is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Then next question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The answer, nobody. Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as a sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Through Jesus Christ we are more than conquerors. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, even death, physical death, separation between my soul and spirit and physical body, cannot separate the fellowship with God, the love relationship with God, with Christ. No principality, no powers, no things present, no things to come, no height, no depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, amen, our Lord. So basically, this is a simile over God's grace. It's like David's kindness to Mephibosheth for Jonathan's sake. They're like God's grace to us for Jesus' sake. So in that way. So let's see each question answered in verse 1. Now David said, is there anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Why does David show the kindness to Saul's descendant for Jonathan's sake? because of David's vow, irrevocable promise, through Jonathan's covenant. Jonathan's covenant basically, you shall not cut off your kindness from my house, which is Jonathan's house. How long? Forever. When? When the Lord has cut off every one of the enemies. At this time, the God has cut off the enemies of David. No one is strong enough to make war with him. Question 2 in verse 4. So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodebar." What is each character in Ziba and Machir's response to David's kindness for Mephibosheth later when David is driven out of the kingdom by Absalom? So Ziba is a sly man to use David's disadvantaged situation for his own benefit. David's disadvantaged situation, which means David was driven out by his son Absalom from Jerusalem, but Ziba gave a lot of the material necessity for them, but he lied for Mephibosheth in order to get his own lucrative benefit. But Machir is with pure heart. He provided all necessity to David and David's people in response to David's kindness to his master Mephibosheth. Question 3, in verse 8, then he bowed himself and said, "What is your servant that you should look upon such as a dead dog as I? Why does Mephibosheth call himself such a dead dog as I? It doesn't mean I do not deserve this kindness. Also, I am not worthy of this kindness. And what do you think about yourself to God's abundance grace?" So David's kindness is like God's kindness. So David's kindness for Jonathan's sake is like God's grace for Jesus' sake to me. So what do you think? So basically we can say we do not deserve God's grace. You are not worthy of God's grace, but only Jesus' sake. That's why we receive freely, 100% freely from God in that way. Let's just sing song all together. Next one, page 8, number 3. Page 8, number 3.